But first tonight, the endless hate, rage, hysteria, misinformation from Joe Biden, the media mob, Democrats, big tech, the woke corporate cowards. It's now hitting, if you can believe it, new levels of derangement and psychosis because the outright lies that are being spewed about Georgia's new voting law and proposals in Texas, it exposes just how corrupt, just how bitterly partisan our major institutions are and how they've become. They're like, well, Pravda, pure state-run propaganda outlets, and they are less interested in truth than ever before. So here on this program, we're going to do the job the mob and the media will never do, and we will separate fact from fiction for you and lay out what the law is and what it is not, and we will expose how abusively biased the media is, the double standards are, the misinformation campaign being waged against election integrity. Oh, yeah, and Delaware's voting laws, far more restrictive than the new Georgia law. We begin where Joe Biden began his lies. This bill does not end voting hours early, Joe, if you're awake. I doubt it. In fact, it creates more early voting, more days to vote, more flexibility to vote. It adds another Saturday to vote and even keeps the precious ballot drop boxes that Democrats love. Here is South Carolina Senator Tim Scott pushing back against all of the left's election lies. Take a look.
How can you have a legitimate conversation about something so sacred as voting? How can you distort the facts so terribly that you're willing to bring back the concept of a poll tax or the concept of Jim Crow? You only do that when you have nothing to stand on. Don't weaponize race in a powerful and destructive way when so many people fought and died so that I could be your senator. So I could stand here and have a conversation with you.